Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Victory in Jesus, and then part four of Pastor Duck's message.
Well, I heard about his healing, of his blessing by revealing, that he made the way to walk again, and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, "Here, Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit." And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He saw me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me.
Opinion is, and you've got to speak the inerrant, infallible, inspired word of God today that still stands and is anchored in heaven and still will change your life. Amen. He will keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. That's what he said. You can declare with his stripes, I'm healed. Amen. Oh my God. I'll tell you something about that tonight. Am I going to tell you now? Tell me now. Nope. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The Word of God declares, let the redeemed of the Lord do what? Sit down and look at the preacher and be quiet? No, you say so. You say so. All right, we're going to get it in a minute. You say so. Speak up to the name of God. Declare His greatness. Give Him the praise that's due His name. Get out of this acclimated position of silence and a pew of comfort today and get back to the altars of God with prayer and praise unto the Lord. Amen. So the same question is at your door. How long will you halt between two opinions? Israel chose to bow before the false gods and the gods of Baal. And the people of our nation has done the same thing. Jesus said today, no man can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will hold to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon, God and the world, God and the devil. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So how long will you falter between the word of God and the world? I believe it's time to return to the altars of God. I believe it's time today that you can walk in the light and you don't have to be today no longer in the darkness. I believe today that you can be born in truth today and you can be delivered from the bondage that's got you held up today. There's only one who can set you free, and his name is still Jesus Christ, the King of glory, and he is still performing miracles and he can still do the impossible. Hallelujah. It's in the blood of Jesus that doors are unlocked to freedom, because Jesus says, for whom the Son sets free is free indeed. How long are you going today to continue to live like you're living? Oh, I just can't find the way out. Oh, your way out's right here. Your way out is Him. Your way out is this. Hallelujah. Got it? Amen. How long today are you going to stay like you are? Well, I'm trying. It's not going to work. Because you're trying. Why don't you let God do the work in you that He desires to do? How long today are you going to turn from God and turn today to the world? Well, you know, life is sweet, short and sweet, preacher. And you got to get all the, whatever out of it. The beer makers say get all the gusto out of it. Well, I tell you what, I don't need something that comes in a can or a bottle to fill me up with an unholy spirit. When I got one that's filled me up with a Holy Spirit, that's a whole lot better. And I don't wake up with a hangover. I wake up rejoicing. Amen. How long will you today live like the world and hold and try to then serve? You can't serve God and the world. You cannot serve two masters. Amen. It's God that wants to shine in your life. This is the place that we need to start serving the Lord. And this is the place today. If God, then be God. If God, then be God, serve Him. Amen. I believe it's time the church return to the altars of God. I believe it's time we return to the altars of God with our families. And I believe it's time today get our land to return to the altars of God. Elijah took a stand. Are you willing to take that same stand today? You know, as I draw to the end of this message, I got four quick points and I'm through. You say, oh my God, that's another half an hour. No, it's not. 30 seconds maybe. There are four things we must do. Listen, let me just make a little statement here to you. I didn't dream this up overnight. I do a lot of work in research and prayer into what I bring you, because I'm serious about what I preach to you. And I'm just going to say this bluntly to you. You need to start getting serious about what you're hearing from the Word of God. I wonder next Sunday, you're going to pay attention now. But if I ask you next Sunday, what was my scripture reference and what did I preach on last Sunday? Would you be able to tell me? Don't tell Cynthia to put it back up on the screen so you can see what it is. Don't run over and say, what was the scripture reference he said? No, you need to receive the Word of God. I've never been more serious about that, because I'm going to tell you right now, we don't have much time left. And if we're going to get right, we better get right now. You can't put this off to next Sunday. You can't put this off to tomorrow. You can't put it off until tonight. Because of what God's going to do here tonight, you've got to get your heart, your soul, and your life cleaned up for God and get purged and cleansed of your sin and put Him first. So what are those four things of returning to the altars of God? Simply this. There must be unity. We've got to be unified. We cannot live in division. Did you hear what I just said? We've got to live in unity. We're on the same side, friend. We're on the winning side. We're not on the defeated side. We've got to be in unity. We've got to be in unity with one another. We've got to be in unity with the Spirit. We've got to be in unity with the Word. And we've got to be in unity with God. Amen. So if you got something that needs to be unified, get it done. There must be repentance. We've got to get right with God. And you know, getting right with God means sometimes we've got to get right with each other. And third, there must be an offering. He said, I knew you was going to bring up money. Nope, I did not bring up money. So get your mind out of the offering plate.
You've got to offer yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And the fourth one is there must be prayer. See, Elijah prayed. He didn't go off half-cocked. He prayed and he called on the God who would make the difference. If that's going to be a blessing, you've got to return to the altars of God. And I'm going to say this. You're not going to get it sitting in a pew. You're going to get it when you come to God. When you come to Him in humbleness, when you come to Him in dedication, when you come to Him even broken. And I really think that's where God wants us. We've got to get broken before He can strengthen us and renew us and restore us. We've got to get broken of who we are and broken for what's got control over us and become what God's called us to be. And it starts here. And it starts here. Your heart. You've got to get your heart and your life on the altar of God. Would you bow your head a moment? I didn't mean to preach as long as I did, but I'm not going to apologize for it. Because I gave you what God gave me. Are you sure you're saved today? I mean, has there ever really been a time that you've asked God to come into your heart and your life and save your soul and deliver you? Did you do it because of popularity? Did you do it because of convenience? Did you do it because you really meant it? If you've never asked Him into your heart and your life, I'm going to pray a prayer with you right now. Would you call upon Him right now? This God who will deliver you and save you, that's the first step. Dear God in heaven, in Jesus' name, forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart and my life. Deliver me from the clutches of sin. Deliver me from myself. Deliver me from Satan. Set me free. As I receive you as my personal Savior, save me, Lord Jesus, and deliver me right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. To you be all the glory. If you prayed that prayer with me a moment ago, I'm going to ask you to do one thing. I won't embarrass you, hurt you, humiliate you, draw you to an altar, or do anything else to you. I will pray for you. Pastor, I just prayed that prayer a moment ago, and I meant that prayer with my heart. I ask you to do one thing. Would you just slip your hand up right now and put it back down? Anyone this morning? Anybody? You ask Jesus, thank you. Anyone else today? You ask the Lord into your heart and your life? Just slip your hand up and say, yes, I made that decision today. I made, thank you. Thank you. Lord, you want to work in our lives. But you can only do it when we want you to do it, when we desire for you to do it. And I believe now is the time that we should desire it. I believe now is the time for God's people to rise up from these pews. Please stand. And as the music begins, start making waves to altars and praying today. God, I'm putting it all back on the altar. I'm bringing it all to you. Oh, Lord, restore me, touch me, help me. As I come back to you today, would you move on my heart and my life? Yeah, He will. If you need a church home today, we'd be honored to have you in this church as a part of this ministry. We'd be honored today to serve the Lord with you. If God's leading you this way today, would you please come? We'd be honored to receive you into this fellowship. Whatever the need is, I believe it's time for God's people to come and step up to the plate and call upon the Lord and believe what our God can do and what He will do, for nothing's too hard for Him.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Remember, the phone number is 434-845-8796. And press option number 4 and let the pastor know. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.